Imagine living in a world where compassion flows as naturally as breathing, not as an idealistic dream, but as your daily reality. What if the warmth and connection we all crave isn't something we need to manufacture, but something we already possess? Radical Compassion offers a revolutionary approach to human connection that transforms both our inner landscape and the world around us. This isn't about forcing yourself to be nice or loving. It's about discovering the natural compassion that emerges when we stop struggling against life as it is. The journey begins not with striving, but with opening, allowing ourselves to experience all aspects of life without resistance, embracing both light and dark, joy and suffering. When we abandon our struggle with compassion, we discover it's been waiting for us all along. We often approach compassion with good intentions but misguided methods, using ready-made strategies that create one-way interactions without truly listening. We become compassion bulldozers, more invested in helping than in the people themselves, sometimes using others' suffering to reinforce our identity as a compassionate person. True compassion isn't achieved through striving, but uncovered by relaxing our struggle. It emerges naturally from our heart without special training. When we open ourselves to others' suffering, the most powerful medicine is often simple presence, the message that you're not alone, I see you, I hear you, I'm with you. We don't need a new heart, we need only to recognize and nurture the one we have. This seed of compassion exists in all beings. By connecting with this inherent warmth, we become more genuine and the world becomes more brilliant and endearing, leading us to naturally fall in love with it despite its suffering. True compassion has no prerequisites. We often think, I'd help you if you'd clean up your act first. Genuine compassion begins with acceptance, more handshake than prenuptial agreement. We connect first, then work out details as we go. When faced with others' distress, we may rush to quick solutions to avoid discomfort. This rush job compassion enables giving without real connection. People who have begged know this pain, receiving handouts while remaining invisible as humans. Similarly, guilt-based compassion breeds resentment toward those we help, creating a cycle of more guilt. The selfless heart of compassion means dedicating ourselves to others' welfare, even those we find irritating. Yet compassion isn't something we manufacture, it's our basic nature. When we connect with it, we benefit as much as those we help. True compassion emerges when we're honest about our limitations, present with our discomfort, and connect with others as equals rather than projects. It flows most freely when we drop our agendas and simply be with others in their suffering. Life with others brings conflicting emotions that seem to make compassion unattainable. Yet surrendering to our natural empathy connects us to shared needs, revealing our inherent altruism and making even deep pain workable. What the mind cannot reconcile, the heart metabolizes, transforming grief and integrating the seemingly unacceptable. Without practice, we contract against pain. With practice, we identify with the boundless presence of big mind that includes big heart. Our compassion stems from accepting things as they are. Freed from trying to make things comfortable, we see within impartiality that enables profound care. When captured by strong emotions, jealousy, grief, anger, betrayal, we can work through surrender rather than resistance. Lying down and allowing the body to process what the mind resists may feel terrible, but the heart and body possess innate wisdom. We must drop stories about how things shouldn't happen or how unfair life is, as these block natural healing. Though we fear drowning in grief or burning in anger, we'll simply feel. Emotions pass through like storms as we learn to relax with their rise and fall. And after the storm, big heart opens with tenderness. Compassion cultivated individually finds its fullest expression in community. While we discover our inherently compassionate basic goodness through meditation, it flourishes completely within sane, compassionate communities. Cultivating compassion demands both attitude and action. We develop mental courage to care for others, then move beyond sitting to doing. After formal practice, we must bring this motivation into daily life, making every interaction an opportunity for mindfulness. Our presence either encourages or discourages others, creating environments of support or desperation. Despite our natural compassion, we often live in unenlightened societies marked by declining community engagement and rising materialism, the latter stemming from feelings of inadequacy driving acquisition to fill inner emptiness. The communities we aspire to create embody three essential qualities: communities of sanity, supporting self-reliance without codependence; communities of generosity, arising from recognizing inherent richness rather than scarcity; and communities of celebration, honoring human togetherness through music, dance, festivals, and rituals. Communal feasts that practice joy by looking upward to heaven, downward to earth's practicalities, and horizontally to our family of basic goodness. Compassionate relationships require shifting from a dualistic, I help, you need help, mindset to one where we breathe in what's undesirable and breathe out what's pleasant. This isn't about enduring difficulty, but dancing playfully with our experience. Burnout happens when we ignore our body's signals and maintain unrealistic expectations rather than accepting reality. Returning to mindfulness practice helps recognize burnout signs earlier and addresses root causes. A caregiver's primary job isn't solving problems, but being an emotional sponge, holding space and feeling with others rather than trying to fix things with words. This means abandoning the achiever mindset and accepting helplessness before the unknown. Sometimes we must acknowledge our limits, such as when a suicidal friend needs professional help. Sitting practice helps us let go when burnt out, alongside essential self-care like proper nutrition, sleep, and exercise. Compassion is environmental generosity that brings us into true presence. Our inherent wakefulness radiates wisdom and compassion naturally. True compassion involves friendship rather than condescension, being present with simple kindness and vulnerability. Radical compassion means never giving up on anyone while maintaining confidence in everyone's basic goodness without abandoning accountability. The helping cycle is continuous. When confused, we reflect on all stages: settling down, clarifying purpose, communicating, being present, and recognizing brilliant sanity. Mindfulness practice reveals our natural desire to help. Combining fearless self-examination with gentleness creates wealth to share with others. In our fractured world, radical compassion offers a revolutionary path forward. It reveals that the heart we seek has been within us all along, vast and capable of holding both our pain and others' suffering. By accepting life as it is, we naturally act with wisdom. This isn't about becoming different, but uncovering who we've always been beneath layers of fear. Perhaps the most radical compassion is what we offer ourselves: permission to be fully human, gloriously imperfect, and connected to the web of life that holds us all.